Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Teresa Emery,
Caitlin Watson.
Teresa, it's getting to be time once again. Every year we talk about now about a very special event, the Walk to Remember, that takes place in Spruce Pine. Of course, we invite folks from all over the area that would like to take part. And I guess it's coming up again soon, isn't it?
Yes, it is scheduled for Sunday, October the 6th at 3 p.m.
Tell us a little bit about the actual event.
Well, we meet at the First Baptist Church in Spruce Pine, and we have a service in their sanctuary, which includes music and a presentation by a speaker. And this year, a gentleman from Avery County, Jay Ogburn, is going to speak about a father's perspective. Often we focus on mothers when we talk about pregnancy and infant loss, but we're trying to recognize the fact that it's a experience that fathers have as well, and acknowledge that, and he'll be speaking to that.
Okay, well, that's good. Tell me a little bit about how all this got started in the area.
Okay. In 2011, there was a family that experienced the loss of their child and was interested in having a community event where we could acknowledge that loss for their family as well as for other families.
Okay.
And I have the mother of that child with us today, and we'll let her share a little bit more about that.
Well, my mother-in-law, her name is Lori Watson, and she works up at the Little Hands Learning Center. She knew Teresa through programs with them and the community, and she wanted my son's life to mean something. He was only here with us for 100 days, but in that short time, he touched all of our lives and our hearts. And by getting this event together, it was a way to remember our child. A lot of times, you lose your child, nobody ever really talks about it, they're afraid to talk about it. But in this event, we all come together, we have people who support each other, we share our feelings, we share our thoughts with one another. And it's a way to remember that our child, no matter how short or small or long their life was, that it matters. And it's just a way to know that there's other people out there that can share that experience with you and that you're not alone, because it's a very lonely experience to have.
Yeah. Again, the event is coming up on the 6th. Tell us when we need to be where and all that type thing.
Folks usually start arriving at the church between 2:30, 2:45. We will have childcare available during the service, so that gives enough time for folks to get there and get the children settled and be in the sanctuary in time for that to start. And then usually the kids join us again when we go for refreshments in the church fellowship hall after that, and also when we go down to Riverside Park for the walk. And then we usually have some kind of a release ceremony. We've done a variety of things through the years, like balloons. Last year was flowers, and this year we have a special release on the river planned as well.
Okay. So, actually, everyone's invited. Anybody that just wants to support each other.
Absolutely. And we have, in the past, had professionals that also join us. If they've worked, like, when there was labor and delivery at the hospital, the nurses would join us because they had also been with families when they had experienced that loss, and it was very therapeutic and healing for them as well to be there. So any families that have experienced loss, any friends, like you said, anybody that wants to be there and be a support. And one year we had a mom that the loss was very recent, and that is fine. We had a lady that was also there that year that it had been 26 years since she had experienced her loss, but had never had an opportunity to, like, publicly acknowledge that. So each person just can decide when the time feels right for them, but it's never too soon or too late to acknowledge that loss.
Okay. Should there be rain that day, go to First Baptist and you'll take care of everything.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a place where folks can get more information, maybe a website or something?
We do have a Facebook page that is Blue Ridge Angel Babies, and we are putting quotes that page from families that participated last year about what the experience meant to them. And so that's very touching to read. And also, if folks have questions, the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children is a huge supporter of this event, and so folks can call Sylvia Buchanan at their office here in Burnsville at 682-0047, or at their office in Avery County. They can contact Carrie Hall at 828-733-2899, and we'll be glad to answer any questions that they might have.
If by some chance folks are listening to this and they think, you know, I'd like to help, is there a need for monetary help, and do you take donations?
Absolutely. Okay. And those can be made to the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children as well. They can mail it to their post office box, which is 1387 in Burnsville, or they can drop it off at their office located at 392 East Main Street.
Okay. So, and again, find out more information as well from the partnership and from other folks involved. Well, thank you for taking a few minutes. I know it's a very important thing to you, and sometimes it's hard to talk about, and I understand that too, but we appreciate both of you taking a few minutes to come and talk to us and let everybody know that this wonderful event's going to be taking place again this year.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Our guests today, Teresa Emery and Caitlin Watson of the Pregnancy and Infant Loss Walk to Remember, scheduled for this Sunday, October the 6th at 3 p.m. at First Baptist Church in Spruce Pine. Again, ladies, thank you for talking with us today, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.